This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No man, diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to 4th and John, episode 246, and tonight we're talking Eagles versus Saints preview. Obviously, we were supposed to have a podcast with Terrence Copper. You know, he had a family emergency, so shout out to him and prayers and, you know, up to you and your family. But, you know, tonight we're going to talk about the Saints. We're going to talk about the Eagles. We're going to talk about the Eagles getting a dub, you know. Behind the background, we have the stadium, right? I purposely had the picture of the stadium because why? Because we got to get a dub at the link, man. It's so imperative. But what's imperative is stacking W's. We talk about this team looking pretty sound last week. You know, it was a very convincing win for me to make me feel like this team is on to something. Whether it's Jalen Hurts' progression, whether it's Jalen Hurts stepping up in the pocket and firing lasers, or whether it's the fact that the defense is showing up and big play Slay is making big-time plays. Overall, you just feel good about what you saw, and you're like, okay, we have a Saints team who is dealing with tons of injuries. Now, you know, you play who you play. And yep. I don't care who's hurt or who's not. We'll get into that. But I have a feeling. I spoke to Ev to you earlier this morning. I said, yep. I have a feeling. I have a good feeling about this game. So yep. Overall, I feel like we're headed in the right direction.
Yep.
Don't take me off this hot. Okay. Ev, how you feeling, my guy?
I mean, when you mentioned that to me, I mentioned that I was feeling the same way. I feel like the Eagles are moving in the right direction, finally, after, you know, we had a rough start to the season. But, I mean, I think that you have to give the benefit of the doubt to a young coach and a young team still figuring it out. Those speed bumps were to be expected at the beginning of the season. I'm not saying that we figured every single problem that we have out yet. But we're moving in the right direction each and every week. I think that we have shown vast improvement over the last 3 weeks. Last week in Denver was, I think, the most complete game that we have played all year. We all walked away from that game saying that exact same thing. And now we're heading back to Philadelphia without a dub, coming up against a banged up Saints team. This to me spells a recipe for victory. I mean, we're going up a guy in Trevor Siemian who has never been impressive in his entire career. Not to mention Alvin Kamara being out. That's their biggest offensive weapon. Without Michael Thomas hasn't played all year long, and to have Alvin Kamara out, that is a huge loss. So, everything is looking good for the Eagles. The only thing is I don't want to walk in this game and be sleep on them. You know what I mean? You still need to come to this game with the right game plan. You still need to run the ball, Nick. Just stick with that game plan that's been working. I think everything will work out.
I mean, you said it. Just the fact that they're coming into the stadium, you know, banged up. I still don't take nothing away from, you know, from the Saints. At the end of the day, it's how well the Eagles go ahead and go in there with a good game plan. If their game plan could go ahead and stick, they could definitely pull out this W. But, you know, again, the way we've been playing all year, you know, it's the confidence level can be up, down. I just still wouldn't take anything for granted. Definitely feeling confident, you know, going against the Saints. Definitely ready to go ahead and get this W. But, you know, again, it's just all about the game plan they put together for this weekend.
Yeah, talk about game plans. Talk about, you know, basketball game plans. I mean, I am wearing the I'm wearing the Sixers.
You're looking pretty fly right now, bro. Hey, man,
I'm wearing the Embiid. Joel Embiid, thank you for coming. Talking about basketball. I don't want to change the subject, but we recently had a contest for Evan and Prime. We did. Evan's gloating a little bit. I know some people wanted to speak about that. Maybe Prime's brother's up in the chat over here talking about the pig game. It was a game of horse. And
I think he's referring to the game that he was playing in.
Oh, okay. We can talk about the pig.
Yeah.
All right. But the game of horse, Evan and Prime get to decide which games they're going to now. So Evan won the game of horse. If you haven't seen
what I said. I said,
on YouTube.
All year long, I've been saying how badly I want to see Trevor Siemian play. And now I get my opportunity.
Hey, man, you get an opportunity to see the first home dub of the season.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because, like, this defense has really been popping off. Darius Slay has been just absolutely on fire the past few weeks. He has completely ignited that defense. And for a quarterback that I think has less of in Trevor Siemian, I think that it could be turnover city this weekend in the link. And so help me, God. I don't think my boy is going to be playing. But
who's that?
Taysom. You know how Taysom has a special spot in my heart. But if I get to see him out on the field, man, the boos are going to be out.
Hey, man, he almost looks like he could be your brother, bro.
Yeah.
You think so? I actually kind of say it.
Almost. His hair's not as good as mine, but, yeah. Forgotten Hearn brother.
You know what I realized, too? sorry, you brought up comparisons. Our very own DJ resembles ESP almost to a T.
Oh, man.
I just noticed that today.
You just noticed that today.
I was like, oh my God. I saw ESP being interviewed today. I was like, what the hell? Loski's being interviewed? ESP.
I noticed that like after the first tailgate that he was at, man. Yeah. I was like, for a minute there, I was like, is that ESP? And then I saw the DJ equipment coming. I'm like, no way. let me touch upon something real quick, man. Look, the content was great. You guys got to enjoy the game. You guys got to enjoy the comeback that Evan did pull off. The man's been busting his ass at the tailgates with these cheesesteaks, making things. One, you had to make the content look good. Two, you got to give the man something good. You know what I mean? In return for all the hard work he's been putting at the tailgate. Enjoy the win, Evan.
Hold on.
I'm not done, man. I'm not done. Don't cut me off. We ain't on the court no more, okay? I'm going to tell you something right now. We're going to run this shit back.
Okay.
We're going to give the fans, the followers, the opportunity to pick whatever game they want to see Prime whip that ass, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy yourself, okay? Enjoy that win.
I'm on cloud nine.
You are definitely on cloud nine. But when I shoot that shit down, I'm telling you.
Fair.
No, people were in my comments or in my DMs being like, yo, man. Yo, Ev really took it to him, man. That comeback game was crazy. I didn't know Evan had it in him. I was like, yo, Evan's an athlete.
I tried to channel my inner Mamba, bro. It was just ice in my veins. I tried to. You saw how elite those layups were, man. I mean, it's top notch,
bro. You started out slow.
I want everybody that watched that video. I want you to keep in mind that the screen adds 10 pounds. Just keep that in mind.
Evan Wynn's one game of horse, his head is just like, I don't know if gonna have to give you a bigger size hat. But
that goes to explain why Evan almost didn't make over the bleachers. All right, if you guys know,
exactly.
The jump over the bleachers,
I almost caused an earthquake down at Cherrywood Park.
Oh, man.
Now we got some people and some ideas in the chat that need to be talked about, because first of all, hopefully Pete, you had your baby. We'd like to know that, because
I hope,
you know, that's another person. Yeah, that's another.
Let us know, man.
That's another Eagle family member. But he says, I'm not gonna lie, this gives me a bit trap vibes too. But we gotta win. I usually when you see the team, when they're like, I don't know. I'm getting the vibe that they're gelling at the right moment. They just have like a vibe to them. So I feel like
the vibe started with the combinations of the new outfits for the games. You know, the white jerseys on the black, and it seems like, you know, the personnels are actually listening to us fans. Now this week they're going black on black. You know what I mean? So yeah, they're vibing great. So they're trying things out. They're doing something differently, and so that right there is just like building their momentum, and that's what they need going into Sunday. So I mean, I understand where Pete's coming from. Usually you would go ahead and think a game like this is a trap game, but nah, bro. To be honest with you, I'm really feeling more confident. This is probably the most confident I felt like all year. I know I've said that a couple weeks ago, and I try to keep that positive vibe going into the games, but I'm feeling great, man. These guys are clicking. Yeah, just please, all I ask is just stick to that run game, stick to the game plan that you guys have been using for the last couple of weeks, and we could probably pull off our first back-to-back victory going, you know, of the season. So, you know what I mean? That's what we need. That's what we need just going forward. So I'm feeling great about this weekend.
Yeah, look at you. I like to hear that positive vibe from Brian, you know?
Hey, man.
Yeah. He sounds like – you sound happy. Like all Eagle fans collectively – We were happy after last week's win. Like, I don't know, you know, I got a really good vibe from just, you know, all your Eagle buddies hit you up. Just everybody collectively was pretty happy after that win. So yeah, overall, I think if they build on it, we'll be okay. I mean, I don't know what Matt's trying to speak into existence. I don't, Matt. Now, Kevin.
I mean, hold on. But Matt's wearing a Penn State hat. So, I mean, that's
oh, he's a little jaded. He's a little jaded. Now, Kev says, we execute well, we win the game. I think that's really imperative. I mean, you're talking about two teams that have been inconsistent. You talk about the teams that, I mean, you just look at the teams that the Saints have beat. It's kind of funny that, you know, they beat a Green Bay team. Obviously, they had Jameis Winston. They lose to a Carolina team, which the Eagles have beat. Mm-hmm. They beat a New England team, then they lose to the Giants in overtime, beat Washington, beat Seattle, then they beat the Bucks, and then they catch two L's. Now, obviously, nice. Simeon has been played the last two games, but they lose to Atlanta, they lose to Tennessee. So they're consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, they're a team that really can't figure it out. And I mean, I keep on echoing this point just about their quarterback, but it's the truth. With a defense that is on fire the same way that we are, I honestly do not think that the Saints are going to score over, I'll say, 10 to 14 points in this game. I think if the Eagles can put up points on the board, if we could score at least 17 points, I think we win this game. It's really that simple. I don't think their offense is going to be able to get it going at all this weekend.
I don't think that offensive line is going to pretty much hold up with our front four. You know what I mean? Like, right now, our guys are on fire. Carlos Ruiz from Camden, you know what I mean? Shout out to Camden. But he's not – he hasn't been that elite, you know, guy that coming into the Saints. So, I think Fletcher's going to take advantage of that, man. I think Fletcher's really going to get the best out of him this weekend. And I could see quite a bit of sacks. I'm calling it. I could see quite a bit of sacks.
Is Ramchek out this week as well?
Yeah, Ramchek and Teron Armstead are out. So, I mean, you're talking about their two bookend tackles. Andres Pete is already out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're dealing with a lot of injuries. And overall, I mean, Kamara, just saying the word Kamara, not in, in the mix, that's huge. That's a huge, that's a huge plus for us. Mm-hmm. You know, when you on paper, you're like, oh, you know, I guess Pete could talk to that trap, you know, because they look like they look right for the taking. Mm-hmm. You know, Pete talks about the Saints defense being legit. Number one against the run, number 26 against the pass. So, you know, the no Chauncey Gardner Johnson. I mean, they do have Malcolm Jenkins. Marcus Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore. Who got eaten up against Marcus Johnson, also former Eagle.
And keep in mind, I mean, PS2 was playing – I'm looking at you, Pete. PS2 was playing great this season up until he kind of got embarrassed a little bit last week against Devontae Smith. I mean, Devontae kind of held his own in that matchup, especially for two guys that came out of Alabama. They know how each other play. I am interested to see, though, just how those matchups really play out this weekend. I think that Marshawn Lattimore is a step up from Patrick Surtain in my mind. Marshawn Lattimore is probably a top three cornerback in this league. And if he is able to hawk over Devontae Smith all day, we're going to have to figure it out some other way. But Miles Sanders coming back, Dallas Goedert, the newly paid man. I think we have other options. My only I want to eventually get to this, but we have to talk about Jalen Reagor sometime later in the show, and just we got to have an airing out. I mean, this is
you want the last 2 seconds?
This guy's like, you guys all over the place right now.
Yeah, he is.
Like, I guess I am. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Are we still on that Gable horse? Matt, I don't think he's going to have any penalties. All right, because I don't think he's playing this weekend.
Oh, Derek Barnett.
Yeah, I think they already. I think they already said he was out. I think he's
questionable.
Questionable. Right now. He's. Let's keep him out. We'll be all right.
I mean, Evan was making some points. Definitely want to get to some of those points. I was trying to figure out which one we're going to get to. You know, look, overall, I think the whole idea with Reagor right now. I mean, he's just got to put it together. We just talked about being consistent. I mean, his game has to be more consistent. If you talk about the route running, I think there's a way that you have – I mean, in the NFL, you need to be very refined with your technique. I think that comes with time. I think his technique can be polished up. You know, he's got that athletic – he has those athletic traits. You got to jump – he can jump out the gym. He can catch a one-hand catch. Like he can take a punt return for a touchdown. He can take a – jet sweep, you name it, but like at the end of the day, refine technique, and week after week in the NFL, these defensive backs know your tendencies. So if you're lazy on a route, like
say it one more time, Evan. Say it one more time.
He gives up on routes. Like Gail, I hear exactly what you're saying, and I think to me, there's a difference between polishing your techniques and having the mentality to want to get better. I think that is something that is lacking.
The want to, exactly.
That is alarming to me. The fact that this guy is out here trying to make a name for himself, and he's out here giving up on routes, and he's just not making that impact that, especially for a first round pick, that he should be making. I mean, he's getting lost in the depth chart behind a guy who was Quez was what, a sixth round pick, and it's great that we're able to find some. I don't even want to call Quez a diamond yet, but you know, a good player in later rounds. But we need, for this Eagles team to have success, we need everybody to step up. And I think that we need to figure out this Jalen Reagor situation sooner than later.
I mean, I think but I also think when you're looking at the group as a whole, a lot of young wide receivers. You talk about, if the route running is not crispy, you need a super accurate ball from Jalen Hurts. There's like no in between. Like if you had like an elite arm talent in like a, you know, you can get those tight window balls in there. But like it helps when you get separation. I was going to talk about one of the things that I saw his game when I was Jalen Reagor's game when he was coming up. And I was thinking, you know, there's times where he just, you know, had these mental lapses at TCU where I was just like, bro, like, you know, with a mental drop, or like when the ball's not coming his way, you know, Djax had that same stuff when earlier on in his career. But yeah. I mean, overall, I mean, I really think that, you know, Devonta Smith, you know, he's the guy, you know, 100%. Like,
but he's can't the guy, and one wide receiver though.
Right. But I mean, I'm saying that he's the guy that, you know, now I need him. I need Reagor to like elevate his game.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the dude because I mean, again, it's just you just don't know where his mentality is at. Is he focused on people liking him? Is he focused on social media? Is he focused on being that elite wide receiver? Like, I mean, those are just things that he just kind of needs to just fall back and just focus on playing the game. You came into the NFL, you got drafted. Just play your game. Don't worry about all that other shit. I mean, like, you got players out here. Like, look, man, I was watching that Atlanta Falcons game last night. And I'm going back to the comments you just said a couple minutes ago. Like, you need an accurate football thrown from Jalen Hurts in order for this guy to go ahead and make a play. Like, nah. Like, dude, he's great. He's good. You know what I mean? Like, again, you're in the NFL. You can make plays. I mean, watching this up. God, man, I know I'm going to mess this name up. But last night, Olamide, the number 17 on the Atlanta Falcons. I can't say his last name. It starts with a Z. But, I mean, Matt Ryan. Yeah, something like that. Matt Ryan was throwing some shitty-ass balls, like, way behind him. But this kid was stretching back there, grabbing him, and still getting a good 9 yards, you know, on the play. I mean, Jalen Reagor has that body to do that. You know what I mean? Like, he could go ahead and make those plays. But it's just like, again, what Evan mentioned earlier, he gives up. He gives up too fast. A lot of people are in his head, and he needs to stop that. Like, come on, dude. Like, just – focus on what you're in the NFL for, and that's just to go ahead and be that elite player. And I'm ready to call him that elite player. He's not too far from it, but it's just like the minute he takes a couple steps forward, he finds a way to take those same couple steps right back.
And
he needs to stop that.
And I think he should honestly – this all is very, to me, right now, where we're sitting in this Jalen Reagor position, it's reminiscent almost of the Nelson Aguilar situation, because you remember how in his head that he got – and that with reporters asking him constantly after the games about why he's not more involved in the offense, why he can't catch the ball. It's not like Reagor has a dropping problem, but I think that all of these outside voices are getting in Rager's head. And Aguilar, for a season, was able to tuck that away, and he was able to play at a great level. And that is partial to the reason as to why we made a Super Bowl run and won a Super Bowl. If y'all don't remember, Aguilar was pretty great that season. He was like our stat.
He was great in the Super Bowl.
He was stat wise probably our best wide receiver all year long. So if you're able to just forget about all the outside noise and just focus on your craft and hone it and polish it, then you can be great. But it's all just a mentality thing, I believe. So I don't know how to coach mentality. I'm not even sure if Nick Sirianni knows how to coach mentality.
It's something that you come into
the league with.
Well, I mean, it's about focus. You know, like, you know, Jason Avant alluded to on their podcast, just talking about, you know, like putting it together. Like it's all about details, refining your game. You talk about, I mean, he could have had a touchdown earlier on the season if he had 1 foot, you know, if he wasn't, you know, if his technique didn't draw him to the sideline. I mean, you could talk about some of the plays that balls were thrown behind where he had a touchdown ready in his hands, but the ball was thrown. Like, there's, you know, if they, it's about matter of the younger guys putting their games together. You know, you know, you just want to see him have that Aguilar growth.
Do you think that, like, because I feel like someone mentioned a couple minutes ago that you need to get him in space and allow that. Pete said it. I get that. And that's something that's always echoed, but I feel like we have been trying him on those end arounds. How many times have you seen Jalen Reagor lose yardage on these plays? Like, that's what happens when he ends up getting the ball.
I know what plays you're talking about where he did lose yards. I mean, he could have went backwards, but I mean, he's the kind of guy you got to manufacture.
And it's on the punt returns too, man. He does the same shit on the punt returns.
But I'm saying, like, if he's the type of player that you know, when he was drafted, he told you what his game was.
Yeah.
Deebo Samuel and Tyreek Hill. Those are guys that get manufactured these nice quick touches, screens, short game, get them on handoff. That's how you got to utilize them. I've seen them being utilized like that in the Cowboys game, pre-snap motion. Those, like, you got to know his strengths. And if Sirianni doesn't use him to his strengths, then that's part of his game. So right. If you don't use him that way, you know.
Well, I got a question then. I mean, you were a guy who you were a wide receiver in college. I believe you returned punts as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about now putting him in situations where he is in open space. If you're returning punts, I believe that is probably the most open space situation that you get, right? Agreed. So why does he move backwards? That's his opportunity in open space. Why does he move backwards? Why does everyone say he's great in open space, but he moves backwards in open space?
My open space for him, I just need him on the quick stuff. Like, if I'm going to get quick stuff from you, that's cool. Like, in the occasional over-the-top thing, I'm cool with that. That's the part of his game where that's his strength, where you can hit him quick. You know, like, I played running back, I played punt return, I played mm-hmm. slot, outside receiver. If you're utilizing his running back skills, give him a handoff. That's part of the game that, you know, keep the chains moving. But I mean, we are talking Saints and Eagles, but I mean,
went on a tangent. We'd
love to have a big game out of him, especially with a Lattimore. I really don't want to go away from Lattimore. Like, I still think Devontae is a route guy, and I think route guy junior. But and like we saw, Jalen Hurts throw a back shoulder fade to Alshon Jeffrey for a touchdown on Lattimore. So I'm not going away from Lattimore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. But I think that you do have to, just because he had that one good play against Alshon Jeffrey doesn't mean he could beat Marshawn Lattimore every time. Marshawn Lattimore is a top cornerback in this league for a reason. And cornerbacks, they're of the position that they have very short memory. If they end up getting beat, they have to just snap out of it and be ready for the next play. I think that Devontae Smith can have a few plays against Marshawn Lattimore, but it's a two-way street, because Devontae A needs to win that route, and B, Hurts needs to put the ball on the money. Marshawn Lattimore is a guy that can close in and make a play on the ball, so you got to be wary of that, and Hurts has to put the ball on the money, which, I mean, it's not like he's incapable of doing. I think he can, but
nah, he's definitely capable of doing it, and you know, he's been there for the past couple weeks. He's been pretty accurate. And I think, you know, if he stays at that level going into Sunday, it could be a very explosive game, man. You know, we could definitely get the best out of Lattimore. I'm with you, man. I think Devontae Smith is going to have a good game. But, you know, it is definitely time for Rager to go ahead and have an explosive game just as well. We've been waiting patiently. This is the perfect week to go ahead and do it. And I hope he does.
Like as much as we talk about Rager, like, you know, Quez had an open drop in the end zone, and like nobody has said anything about, like, just think about it. Like, if Rager would have done the same thing Quez did, it would have been would have been, not me specifically, but you know how fans,
you know why that is, like, though.
Well, because he's a first round.
No, Jalen's in the doghouse. Jalen's in the doghouse. Well, that's fans, like, right now. Quez is like this guy who's overperforming what he was drafted as.
No, but I mean, at the end of the day, like,
underperforming.
You still have to, like, a drop is a drop. So, like,
100%. And he should catch heat for that 100%. But I'm just saying that I think, to your point that you're trying to make right now, the reason that Quez isn't catching heat, like, how if the same exact thing that Rager did, that he would catch heat, is because Quez is overperforming and Jalen is underperforming. I think that's what it comes down to.
Good point.
Like, when I look at Rager, I look at, you know, he's got to develop mentally. Like, he's got the, you know, stuff that I've seen from him. I'm just like, you got to put it together. You know, like, you got the ingredients, now put it together. And like, the thing about Quez is he's consistently showed up when you needed him.
It would have been nice, like, to have a wide receiver to talk about this.
Big play.
Yeah.
Quez has just showed up and made a big play, and you're just like, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
we got a partial one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Who's this? Who you talking about?
He called you partial wide receiver.
Hey, I have records. Okay, college. I have a kick return record. Come on.
Do you have it on video? On.
I do.
Do you have
that? Was before the camcorder was invented.
Dude, you want me to break out some video?
Hey, listen, like, man. We talk about on
you want to be Uncle Rico
here? Video, until we see a video, it's not true.
You want to see a highlight? I'm not.
Everybody wants to see the highlight, man. You talking up? Show us a highlight.
I think you just got to drop. You just got to drop a picture of you with the mustache, and people will understand that a man with that swag was definitely able to accomplish with whatever you're saying you were doing.
A swag and a smaller head.
this guy. No, at the end of the day, man, like, you just want to know that. Like, I feel like Devontae Smith is finally like, he's getting better and better. Like, he's getting better and better.
Devontae Smith, as the years go on, is one, like, I've already have the vision in my mind. We're in the infancy stages. We're in the first year of Devontae Smith, but this guy is 100% going to be my favorite Eagle on this team somewhere down the line. I can already feel it, man. He's going to be elite.
Elite enough to wear his jersey?
Fuck yes.
Hey, that was a segue into you. That's the jersey you picked out.
He requested it.
Is it here?
Yeah,
has it arrived?
Yeah. Got to give a shout out to our viewers today. You know what I mean? A lot of people from the West Side is tuning in.
Yes.
We got George. We got Danny, Callie, Birdman, Jordan, always in the house. Maura, what's going on? Paul, Mark, always tuning in. Kevin, we even had the man, Blue Meanie, was up in here.
Yeah,
shout out to Blue Meanie.
Blue Meanie,
all right.
Shout out to Joan.
Pete, man, you didn't answer our question yet. Did Pete answer our question? Did he?
What was the question?
Did the wife have the baby?
He did.
They did.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations. Man. Congrats.
And I love the name too. It was the initials were OG. I remember that.
That's what's up.
Man, I'm way behind in my comments over here.
Mama McCabe is in the building. Kelly.
But I mean, moving on throughout the offense, I think that we have some other difficult decisions to make too. I mean, with Miles Sanders coming back, we have quite a loaded running back room. Who doesn't play? I mean, are we going into this game with four running backs? Is that the game plan? Or I think somebody's got to take a seat. To me, I don't want to take the ball out of hot hands right now in Boston Scott and Jordan Howard. I think Howard, Kenny, right? G takes a seat this week. What do you guys
I agree. I think we talked about it a little bit before today, and I think Gainwell will probably be the option to go with. You know what I mean? The other two are too hot. Right now, you got Boston Scott running for his life, and then you got Jordan Howard, who's, you know what I mean, making plays. He's, you know, he's the big body that's doing the, you know, doing it for us right now, and he's, you know, he's hot. So why go ahead and cool it down? Don't do that. I mean, you might as well go ahead and stick with the same game plan. Now you got Miles coming in, throw him into the mix. We hit triple threat.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think about what. A stability Jordan Howard has brought the running game. Like what he does is no flash, one cut, get upfield, move the pile. You know, I just feel like it's not sexy, but it does what it does. Like when you want to look at your power guy to be like, yo, get us four, make this a short second and five, second and six. Like that inside zone, like he could do that all day. And
all day long.
His vision, while Miles Sanders might get killed sometimes for his, sometimes he doesn't hit the hole like he needs to.
Right.
You know, Jordan Howard will just hit the hole one cut. He's not the fastest dude either. But when he gets that one cut, he's always falling for it. So, mm-hmm. like, I like that. And then the whole idea of Boston Scott being, you know, Mr. Care Bear himself, the human Care Bear, he's so small, their games kind of like are so different than each other that if you're a defender, when you have different kind of running backs, you're like, man, these guys are two different styles. And then Miles Sanders is a home run hitter. So together, if they form like Voltron, I know it's not a transformer, but if they form like Voltron, I think that's kind of cool. Like, we've all asked for like 15 carries for Miles, but like at this point, I'll take the running back by committee.
I think I owe an apology too to Boston Scott, because I remember when we first brought him onto the team, Darren Sproles was still on the squad, and I just remember thinking I see exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to make another prototype of Darren Sproles. I'm not saying, I mean, Darren Sproles is like an all-time, you know what I mean, type of player, but he hasn't reached that, but he is definitely, he's impressed, man. For a guy that I did not have extremely high expectations when he first joined the squad, he's been a really solid, solid running back for us. So, yeah.
Mark's got a great idea. He says, save Scott for the Giants.
Oh, hell yeah. Giant killer, man. Every time.
The giant killer.
Hey, Meany brought up a good point, too. I mean, even if we do keep a game going there, you know, I mean, hey, line him up as a receiver. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, if we're going back to using players like how you should use them, using Gainwell out of the backfield is how you should use him. I mean, that's where he wins. He's got Miles Sanders says he has the best hands of the group, but I think having these guys with different versatile skill sets, you know, like their linebackers are pretty tough. Quan Alexander can run, so.
Yeah,
but can they cover a Gainwell in space? You know, that'll be
can they cover interesting to see. A newly paid man in Dallas Goedert.
How about we talk about Dallas Goedert? I mean, again, if you haven't been following long enough to know that Dallas Goedert has been a target of mine before he even got picked by the Eagles. The fact that we got him, I was excited. The fact that everything that I was projecting for him is now come to be even Zacherts gone. Like, this is what it was meant to be. Now here he is again. What, 37 mil? Like, just think about that. Like, I put everything aside about like whatever you want to think about. Dallas Goedert has worked his butt off to this point where he's, yo, man, just like, if you got 37 mil, you know what? Come on, man. Like, what does that do for your family? And like, he just changed the whole history of the Goddard fam. So, I mean, like just, it's a big moment. Yes.
Dakota.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was getting knocked out in bars in South Dakota. And now making 37 mil, you get your own bodyguard, your own driver. Life has changed. So, I mean, how are you guys feeling about this?
Yo, can you get out of my way now?
I love it. I mean, I'm completely on board with it. To your point, Gale, I mean, he's not lying. He's not out here trying to claim shit that ain't true. I remember when we were still at NBC, Gale coming in with this thick ass packet of prospects. And I'm like, that's a lot of reading. he's like, let me tell you something. He's like, flip to this page. This is the guy. Just learn about this guy. This is the guy that they're going to go after. This is the guy I want. I was like, all right, you made my work a lot easier. I'll just go check out this guy. It's Dallas Goedert, man. And I watched his highlights. I was like, this guy has hands for a tight end. It was pretty unbelievable to watch. And lo and behold, we ended up drafting him. And now he is our tight end one. And I couldn't be happier. I mean, after you lose a guy like Ertz and you replace him with another, I would say, top five tight end in the league in Dallas Goedert, we are in a luxury position. We have been very luxurious the past over a decade with between Ertz and now the future with Goddard. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a good signing. It was, he put in that hard work. A lot of people, there were some like negative things out during the season about that he was probably on the trade block. They're just pretty much silenced all that talk. We signed a man and gave him a good deal. And he deserved it, man. He's playing, he's playing his ass off this year and he stepped it up. So, congrats to him.
Now, I've seen some people talk about Dallas Goedert, the fact that they signed him early, obviously they get a little deal get a little
15 mil a year is still pretty hefty, man. That's for a tight end.
If you pay him early, you're getting a little bit deal versus like waiting to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Like some people are like, why didn't you wait? Because he hasn't shown
at,
that
at number consistent,
yeah. Consistently healthy. That's what some people were saying about him on the timeline. But you know, again, he's tight end one. So now, you know, he's got all the traits you like, and he's showed out. Like to me, he showed out. So get it done early. A lot of people were waiting for this. So.
And I don't want to move away from the 12 personnel either. I want to see me some Tyree Jackson, man. I'm ready for the emergence of tight end two.
Hey. I mean, another thing that's been on the timeline, 2018 draft. You're talking about Josh Sweat.
Not a bad draft.
Just got paid. Dallas Goedert just got paid. And Mulata from down under. Thunder from down under got paid.
And Mulata's making the most out of any of them. That guy got drafted last.
And Lil Tay could be next.
Yeah.
Talk about a nucleus. You know, we're not going to talk about the other drafts, but we got to give credit where it's due. But you know, I'm not going
to Tay belongs forever in the slot, man. I'm glad he's back where he belongs. Yeah, the outside was a tough time, but I mean, him in the slot, he holds his own.
But I think that's the thing with this Eagles front office. That's we all said that he shouldn't be out there. Before the season even started, they put him out there anyway and see what happened. Like, keep him on the inside. That's where he makes his money. Holmes could have been a baseball player, by the way.
Who?
Avante Maddox. He was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you know, we also have to give credit, you know, and I think he'll be a big part of shutting down the Saints wideouts. I mean, it's not like they have a lot of weapons out there, but I mean, Darius Slay, NFC, NFC defensive player of the week. I mean, we got to give a hat tip to Darius Slay. This is kind of what we wanted in a cornerback one in Philly. And we're finally getting a guy who not only breaks up plays, but is out here making big time plays. I know
it's touchdowns, bro.
Yeah, he said he could return. He can return. Okay. He's like, yeah, but they won't let me. But he's like, yo, I know I play quarterback, but get me out there. I run a 4-3-3, 4-3-9.
And that defense knows that he's got the Jets as well. Did you happen to see that video of Ant Harris when he was mic'd up talking about if he ends up picking off, getting a pick, that he's going to pitch it back to Slay? And this was a few weeks ago, but that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, man, it's got wheels, man. Why don't you get a Darius Slay jersey?
I like Devontae. Okay. I got my own personal reasons.
Shout out to the Slays, by the way. They do a phenomenal job on the timeline, giving away free stuff. And hey, man, we give away free stuff at the tailgates. We will be having a tailgate.
We'll be having a Slay pie at the tailgate.
Yeah, like always. We try to, you know, try to get Mrs. Slay to the tailgate. She,
you see that?
You know, hasn't.
Yeah. We've been pushing for that, man.
She hasn't had tomato pop.
Perfect spot to come and try one out.
You know, I invited her earlier this season.
I reached out to Mrs. Big Play last night.
Oh, in DMs?
No. I'm not. not trying to have Darius Slay show up at my doorstep, but.
Mrs. Slay follows, so I'm like,
that's what I was trying to say. Hey, we're gonna have your husband on a tomato pie. You can come eat his face.
Yeah, eat his face. Yeah. but I mean, you know, talk about this game, man. You know, Jalen Hurts. I feel like this progression has been building. Like, I feel like during the game, I'm watching Jalen in the pocket. I'm seeing him about to, like, leave the pocket. It's almost like not that I have kids or anything. Prime's got the kids. He can speak to this. But if you watch a kid ride a bike for the first time and you're like, you know, to the left, to the right, you know, like, when he was about to leave the pocket, you're like, get back in the pocket. And then he hits the who was it? Goddard on the he threw a laser on that. And I was just like, yo, this is what we've been asking for. And here he does it. And we talk about this is a huge game in terms of stacking dubs. And I got a lot of people have started to change tune on Jalen Hurts being, you know, some people have been like, wait and see to the end of the year. Right. Some people are already went stands or, you know, still got their grudge. And then some people are like, okay, let's build around him. Now, where, in which category are you guys at now? Or let's finish out the year, figure it out, or yeah,
ain't nothing has changed in that front. And I'm glad that I hold that opinion, because I think that if you were to have that knee jerk reaction the first, what's that? I think if you were to have that knee jerk reaction that a lot of people on the timeline that when he struggled in those games in the beginning of the year, when this offense hadn't quite figured it out yet, then if you ended up moving away from Jalen Hurts, not that we have tremendous options other than him right now, but if you did end up moving away from him, you wouldn't see this kind of blossoming that is occurring right now in the midpoint of the season. I think we can continue as these wide receivers and this young quarterback continue to have chemistry together, as Nick Sirianni continues to figure out what the strengths of this offense are, he'll only continue to get better, I believe. So I'm glad, and I'm still holding out for the whole year. I want to see what he's capable of. But, I mean, without having – if you just give up on somebody after a few weeks, you don't get to see the growth. I think that seeing this growth is very important for Jalen's future in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, again, we shouldn't get away from that. Finish out the rest of the year with this kid. I mean, he's growing every year. I mean, every week. Mm-hmm. Every week he's showing a whole different, you know, outcome. Last week – we were here all watching the game. I mean, you heard Gail like in the background, like stay in the pocket. Yeah, like you had mentioned earlier, like you like being that father, like stay in the pocket, stay in the pocket. He just needs to find a little bit more confidence in himself. And I see that, you know, getting better and better as the week goes on. Like there's still, you know, some mistakes being made here and there. You know, there's still a whole lot of tracking that receiver from the line of scrimmage all the way down to the play. He needs to kind of like still fall back on that. So it's a growth that he's going through. And he's getting better on it as the week goes. So, yeah, I mean, you got to ride this thing out for the rest of the year. Evan mentioned it. There isn't anything out there right now that we could go ahead and pretty much depend on. So, like, this is what we decided when we went ahead and made the trade for Wentz to go to the Colts. We wanted to go ahead and stick with this kid. We want to go ahead and build on him. So, you know, let's not get away from that. At the end of the year, we'll see what, you know, what the outcome is going to be. But right now, we got to ride this thing out as, you know, as we planned on.
Did you hear the Pornhub music when Mark threw this up here?
Yeah. Okay. We're not getting any sponsors from them.
But anyways.
You know, a big part of the change in the identity of this football team offensively, right, is the offensive lineman. Hat tip to those guys. I mean, those five dudes have been able to play with each other the last couple of weeks, right? So you're seeing – they talk about, you know, Mulatto was talking about it. You know, Lane was talking about it. Just having that sixth sense of knowing what the next man next to you is thinking. Mm-hmm. And kind of like, I know what you're going to do. You got Mulatto talking about the big bopper in Landon Dickerson and what he means to him. Like, they're both, you know, Landon Dickerson calling, like, man, Dickerson called Mulatto a athletic fridge.
I thought it was the reverse of that.
Dickerson called him a big freezer.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure it wasn't Mulatto that called Dickerson a big freezer?
No, Google. I actually put up a tweet on Instagram.
All right, we'll listen receipts. To the comment section.
Receipts.
I spent a couple hours getting that stuff together.
Guys, want to bet a game ticket on that one?
I'll tell you exactly what he said.
Okay. I'll sit right here and wait.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm an athletic fridge, then Jordan Mulata is a walk-in freezer. And so Mulata called Dickerson a very athletic fridge.
So Mulata called Dickerson an athletic fridge.
Yeah. That's what I said.
That was that? What? Am I in the Twilight Zone?
I said he called him an athletic fridge.
Prime, am I going crazy, Doc?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
You are very sane. That guy's going back crazy.
Go back to the replay.
We can't go back to the replay. You said Mulata called Dickerson. I mean, Dickerson called Mulata the athletic, you know, whatever. And that was it. But anyway, we'll go back to the replay.
We're getting hung up on. Yeah.
Jordan Mulata called Dickerson a very athletic fridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we told you.
And Dickerson said, if I'm an athletic fridge, then Jordan Mulata is a walk-in freezer.
Okay. I'll just go with we're both right.
Yeah.
That's fine. Moving on.
Well, anyway, I mean, the fact that these guys have been, you know, like, I don't care, number one run D, I don't give a damn. Like, take it to them. Like, these guys are all riding a high. Mm-hmm. Take it to them, man. You got some growth, man. Landon Dickerson's finally coming into his own. Melada's coming to his own. Even Driscoll holding on to his own. Kelsey and Lane, take it to them, man.
And honestly, just thinking about that offensive line, like we're talking about how we've seen such growth in this running game over the past few weeks. I don't think we have anywhere else to look but that offensive line. I mean, those guys are just straight up moving people out there. They're creating holes.
They are creating holes.
Yeah. I mean, you think about like how we're able when Miles Sanders goes down and we're able to get it done with it's almost like a plug and play type running back system we got going on right now. No matter who we stick in there, they can get some solid positive yardage. And I think that we have, like I said, no one else to look at but that really stout offensive line and stout Lind.
Yeah, they're all coming together at the right time. I mean, once that running game pretty much started with Nick Sirianni, you know, the offensive line has been doing their thing, like you mentioned, opening up the holes, you know, making plays. They're part of that. They're a big part of all that happening. So, you know, these guys, you know, can stay healthy the remaining way of the season. Hey, our rushing game can be even more elite than what it's been for the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk about an underlying story here. We bring Malcolm Jenkins back to the link, a guy who's near and dear to my heart. I mean, if you buy a man's jersey, that's a very conscious decision. Like what he stood for, what he represents off the field and on the field, that hit he put on Brandon Cooks. That exemplifies everything.
It set the tone for that game, man. Set the tone for the Super
Bowl. Come on, Tom. Come on, Tom. So Malcolm Jenkins, a leader in the locker room, leader in the community, comes back to Philadelphia. Huh. He's got to be feeling a certain way. I know the Eagle players want to make sure he catches the L out of here, but I just think it's just interesting, you know, Malcolm Jenkins come back.
I feel somewhat selfish in the whole situation because, like, for us that as Eagles fans, I look at him as such a pillar in that Super Bowl team, such an important part. Just the entire time he was here, he was the leader of our locker room, hands down. And I think of him as my own, but he also has done that out in New Orleans. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been their leader of their locker room. And honestly, I don't know in his own heart of hearts where he really, you know, he's never going to come out and say which city he liked more, because I'm sure he enjoyed them both. But for him to come back here, it's bittersweet because I love the dude to death. But ultimately, it's kind of like the opposite with the whole Brian Dawkins thing and like how Denver fans must have thought of him. Because I think that Denver fans thought the world of Brian Dawkins, but he didn't really have that long stay there. He didn't win a Super Bowl there like Malcolm Jenkins won here. But yeah, I just want him to be mine, bro. I hate seeing him in another jersey. I'm selfish.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what he's going to retire as, you know, and you said it yourself. I mean, like, you don't really know where he's at. I mean, we know where what he did for this city, what he's capable of. And yeah, I mean, New Orleans got to be blessed with the same in return, twice at that.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, it's nothing but love for, you know, Jenkins when he comes back on Sunday. Definitely going to be a root for him, but, you know.
I'll be glad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, when they announce his name, if they even announce his name, but other than that, you know, you're going to catch an L. You're going to take a nice flight back home to New Orleans with the L, bro. Hate to tell you that.
Yeah, I have Malcolm Jenkins Super Bowl jersey with the patch.
You going to wear the Jenkins this weekend?
Nah. I'm going with the shout out to Prime, who blessed me with the my newest garb, my Mitchell & Ness. It's a black, you know, because it's blacked out this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing the blacked out Mitchell & Ness jacket, which I went to the clean. This, you know how excited I am to get this jacket?
Yeah.
I dropped this jacket off like a week and a half ago. Hmm. They keep telling me to come back. It's not finished. It's not finished. I went back four times already. Lady called today. I went down again for the fifth time. It's still not finished. Tomorrow it's going to be finished.
Can you throw some hands?
The lady's like, it's not finished. And I said, oh, you called me. It's like, well, I called you to let you know it's not finished. So shout out to Prime. I'm going to be rocking that jacket at the tailgate.
Nice.
Blackout.
Evan, how you going to do that? Evan, you going to the Saints. You got blessed with the tickets. You're welcome. How you going to the game?
Don't be wearing a white jersey.
Yeah, don't
be wearing no white jersey. My issue right now is I think the only black jerseys I can think of that are in my closet is a Foles and a McCoy, and that's kind of lame. I might be sweatshirt gang this weekend. Probably going to be sweatshirt gang.
You could technically still get away with the Big Dick Nick jersey.
I know, but like I wore the Big Dick Nick for the Buccaneers game because I was trying to get in Tommy Boy's head.
Right.
But I don't know. I have a weird thing about dudes that are still playing in the league and aren't on the Eagles and wearing the jersey. Until he retires, you know what I mean?
You got an Eagles sweatshirt?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that for sure.
Okay, sure. All right, cool.
I do have some garb if you need the bar. So.
It's like I'm the fucking Goodwill over here. I think I'll be all right.
That guy makes you feel like that. Listen, all you gotta do is open up Gail's trunk, and you know, I mean, you'll find something in there.
I was like, you need something. You got.
Yeah,
I would have people come up to tailgates and like, and they come and
does Evan look so poor? Is that what they're saying?
No,
I'm saying people will come to tailgates and the climate would change. The next thing you know, they're freezing.
Yeah.
And they're like looking at. I was like, dude, you look real cold. Mm. I'm good. I'll be okay. I said, bro, you can borrow something. I got tons of stuff in my car. Bro, you don't even know me like that. You don't gotta. I was like, bro, you can send it to me in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I forget who I gave, but he was like freezing. Gave him some sweatpants, sweat thing. He was just like,
damn, what that cloud dude come in shorts?
Black Sproles.
Yeah,
that sounds like an awesome shorts. Jersey. Black Sproles?
Black Sproles.
That's a cool jersey.
I have a green Sproles.
Yeah.
I got my own personal black jersey, so I'm good.
Oh, this guy flex.
But what mask you gonna be rocking this weekend?
I got the all black.
Oh, you got an all black?
But you know, now that you mention that, yo, my man don't appreciate you ever using the Voltron as a whatchamacallit ever again. Like, don't ever do that. He didn't like that.
I apologize. I sincerely apologize.
Don't ever use Voltron as an example ever again.
You don't like Voltron?
No, I love Voltron, but this is, you know, Prime is here. You don't bring Voltron into the mix, okay, bro? Don't do that.
I used to have the die-cast metal. Evan.
We all did. Evan doesn't know about this, but I had one too. That was one of the best toys ever. Voltron. Cast
you know anything Voltron. About Voltron?
Do you know what Voltron is? Put him in the bathroom.
Are you serious?
I've heard the name. I don't
bro, know put him in the bathroom twice.
I'll put myself there.
Twice.
You never heard of Ultron?
I've heard of Voltron. I couldn't, if you showed me a bunch of pictures and be like, hey, which one's right, Voltron? I'd be like, I don't
know. All right, maybe we could get to your level. Power Rangers?
I know Power Rangers, yeah.
All right, well, Power Rangers stole the idea from Voltron. Just putting it out there, okay?
Okay. Now I'm catching up.
Yeah. No comparison because Voltron's all time. Yo,
this dude is out here on road trips, like, knows all 90s rap, gangster rap.
But don't know shit about
cartoons. You should know Voltron.
I'm a music guy.
you should know Voltron. Like, if you know not, like, you should know some Voltron.
He didn't come into the world worrying about cartoons, bro. He came into the world listening to music.
I wasn't a big, like all the cartoons. I had.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like Marvel. He doesn't like any of that stuff.
Yeah. We got to talk, bro.
I was out on the whole GOT thing. Anything that everybody likes, I tend not to like.
We gotta talk, bro.
I mean,
am I going to the game? Absolutely. Listen, just because
are you going in, Prem? You are going in?
I will find a way. You enjoy your ticket. I'm gonna find a way into the stadium. You know, I do what I do.
You're gonna get caught in the back room. Trying to get to the back of the Lincoln.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
Okay. All right.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Exactly.
I found you, millennial.
I mean, I am. What am I going to do? I was born when I was born.
I'm telling you, this guy knows the words to Snoop Dogg. Oh, yeah. And then he doesn't know.
I used to roll hardcore Snoop Dogg.
when we were driving out of Carolina, I was like, dude.
If I get Autumn into the mix, she'll kill both of y'all, man. Like her game is serious. Serious.
Is her Call of Duty game?
Serious, bro. she's got some skills, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
Serious. She knows it. She knows her lyrics. She knows her games. Yo, I'm telling you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
You don't want to see me in the gulag, son.
Trevor Simeon's going to be in the gulag.
Oh, by the way, did you guys see that the new Halo came out? I was just totally off topic.
Yeah, the series. Here. I did see that. Shout out
remember,
to
Ian. Remember Ian Park? Ian Park?
Yeah.
I posted that on our socials. Sometimes my brother's like, "Yo, what are you?" For our friends, like, "What are you singing?" I'm like, "I'm actually singing the Halo theme song." I'm like, "Yeah, I love that song." I don't know why I brought that up, but I felt like if we should play a game together, I might have to go out and buy an Xbox.
By Halo?
The Xbox. Okay. All right. Hey, say no more. So right here next to me. Yeah.
The new Battlefield looks pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
We were going way off.
Yeah, we're off the track here.
Way off. Anyway, I mean, like, if we're going to start closing this out, I mean, come on, this, no, we're not losing in this.
You're really going.
That guy looks like he should be doing taxes, not playing football.
I don't even understand how you're gonna put him in front of me, like.
Because there's a point in time that, like, I'm not gonna. Trevor Siemian is the NFL quarterback in this league right now, right? I'm not taking that away from him, but
right.
Like, if you want to go to the playoffs, if you want to be a good team in the NFL, you have to beat Trevor Siemian. What we have shown. Over the last couple weeks or months, the quarterbacks we lose to are usually really good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. The Mahomes, the Bradys, the up and coming Herbert. You know what I'm saying? You lose to Siemian with a banged up offensive line, no Kamara, no Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Like, please don't come. I don't want to hear anything. This is where I'm feeling. You're not losing to this.
You can't.
Yeah. you can't lose to that.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from him as a person, because he's a guy that a smart, cerebral guy, doesn't really make the big mistakes. He'll make the check down. He could be a check down Charlie, but no, you can't lose to that.
You want to throw a number out there?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Millennials first.
I said earlier that I think that this Saints offense isn't going to be able to get anything started in this game. So I'm going to stick to that thought process. I'm going to say that the Eagles win 30-10. Mm. Nice win in the link.
Damn. Yep.
30-10. Where are we? Okay. I like it. Brian?
I always hate being second. I swear I was going to say 28-10.
28-10?
28-10. That's what I see the score, man. 28-10. I think these guys are going to light it up. Defense is going to come through. Play a hell of a game. Yes, sir.
You said 30 burgers, eh? I'm going to go – I'll go 28. Nah, I'll go – damn. I'll go 31 – 23.
Okay.
31-23.
Okay. So who's scoring? That would be 23.
Field goals.
That's two field goals, two touchdowns. Who's scoring?
On them? The Saints.
Yeah.
Who's scoring on the Saints?
Mark Ingram.
Yeah, Mark Ingram probably might go. Yeah.
Mark Ingram. And Paul says 28-17. Todd says 24-13.
Okay.
Hey, I also want to say appreciate all the folks who have subscribed recently.
Yeah.
We're almost getting to 1,000. We got a nice giveaway once we hit 1,000. So
yeah, if you guys want to find out what that giveaway is, man, definitely tune in, subscribe, make that happen. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be where we're at.
I just want to find out what Korean barbecue tastes like. That's awesome. We're getting some Korean barbecue.
I'm taking these guys out to Korean barbecue.
Make that happen, please.
Yo, Prime, first of all, we're in Atlanta.
We were in Charlotte.
Atlanta?
Let me clear the way. Hold on. I'm not even going to Atlanta. We were in Carolina, and he wanted to try out – He wanted to take us to a Korean spot. I'm going to be honest. The one thing that I lack is trying out food. That's one thing that I just lack. I never had that. My mom, my dad, they just stuck to like certain things growing up. So when people offer me things, I'm skeptical about trying them out.
Hesitant,
all that stuff. But look, we were in Charlotte. I'm hungry as hell. So I didn't want to go and try out something. And I'm not going to say that I was going to be disappointed. I just didn't want to risk it. I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to go and eat something that I knew I was going to be confident in eating. And I told you that I would save the Korean barbecue for another day. That's all. I wasn't knocking it. Yeah, you know what I mean? I hope you understand, but obviously you didn't understand. Because now you're going to put me on blast.
I was like, Spanish man, meat, rice. That's meat and rice. You can't get meat and rice. Like, you can't go wrong. So Korean barbecue, yo, I'm telling you, I'm gonna take these dudes out to get Korean barbecue. So subscribe so we can hit that 1,000 so we can celebrate the 1,000 on YouTube.
Danny knows because when I went to Cali, his wife had me try out this corn joint at the pier. It was
street corn.
Nah, it was corn mayonnaise. It was like a Mexican dish.
Okay,
and I just out of respect, I was like, I like corn. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try it. Yeah, it was a struggle. His wife even picked up on it, and she saw that it was a struggle. So I'm sorry, man, but you know, I tried.
I think the next competition should be a food trying challenge.
Oh, see, there I'll you go, man. Of course, you're gonna smoke me. All right. Let's not go.
No, I do need
a Snickers.
You're hungry, Frank.
No, I do think we need to start figuring out this cheesesteak tour thing. I almost, because again, like
the second best cheesesteak in Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, I just want to showcase people's businesses, you know, overall. Yeah. Like, I was thinking, tell me if this sounds great. A cheesesteak bracket. So you wait two places, right? Head to head. Like the one that's supposed to be the number one cheesesteak versus the load. So it's a tier. So like you eat two.
So we're like sandwiches. having like like one seed versus 16 seed, or like
yes,
one
yes.
versus two
that.
Seed.
I like okay. that.
You know,
like
so that. It's like you're going head to head, and it's not like I'm not trying to say you're the worst cheesesteak in the Philadelphia area, but who is the best? You're gonna taste it. One, you don't know which one's what, which is better, and it'll be like a dance. Take it to the dance, cheesesteak dance.
I like it. I like it.
Brilliant. Is that brilliant?
Yeah. Up down.
Now we just gotta find 64
cheesesteak places.
I got like about 8 in mind. You know what I mean? I could go ahead and pull out 8.
Yeah, we don't need that. Maybe we could start at the Elite 8 or something like that. You know,
we don't have to go full 64.
Yeah. No, I'm. Yo, you go big or go home.
Hey, I like I gotcha. It. I like it, man.
Hey, I mean, it sounds like
we could throw some burgers into the mix too. You know, some burgers.
No, you can't cross contaminate. This is a cheesesteak competition.
My bad. You're the chef.
Thank you.
My bad. So if we ask people, like, hey, give us your best cheesesteak place, we'll pick the top 64. I don't know how we see that out, but yeah. We'll try it. Hey, Blue Mini, if you want to get some barbecue one time, I'll take you to Korean barbecue.
You just got to be that 1,000th YouTube subscriber.
Hey, there you go, Blue.
Drew's out talking about ramen. I don't know if Prime. This podcast totally off the rails. Okay,
Man,
it's okay.
It's all right.
I'd say just embrace it at this point.
Yeah.
If you're still listening, thank you.
Yo, word.
Word, Blue.
You let me know. I'll take you there. But this is gonna knock you up your socks off. Yo, I asked Ev if he's ever been to a Thai restaurant. Bruh's never been to a Thai restaurant.
You say that like it's crazy. I'm a white kid that grew up in a white suburb. I've never been to a Thai restaurant.
I'm gonna come to Ed's defense here. I've never been to a Thai restaurant either.
Thank you.
I'm about to leave the show, man.
Have you ever had bangers and mash gale? Have you ever had shepherd's pie gale?
Yes, okay. I have.
Fuck.
Yeah. What else you got?
Have you ever had a mofongo?
Have you ever had mofongo?
Have you ever had a patelillo? A
patelli. Beef stroganoff.
Huh?
I had a patelli.
Yeah, you had a patelli.
I had
what's the fingers, bro?
I'm not talking Italian here,
okay?
Yo, I had plantains wrapped in egg roll wrapping yesterday.
What? Don't ever disrespect my shit like that.
Don't disrespect Filipinos out here.
Don't do that. All right, don't do that.
And now your wife's up in the chat. She's like, "Yeah, man's has no culture when it comes to eating food." What is like? Come on, man. Like, you got. We'll do Thai food too as well.
Mark's shooting down my point about
Meanie's had no Thai food. Because he says it's amazing. So you know what I mean. I'm pretty sure.
Y'all never had curry before?
Curry, yeah. I mean, in like India,
we went off the track.
I had a chicken shish kebab.
Shish kebab's banging.
Yeah, I even got a free belly dance too.
Nice.
Babe, but anyway. babe, this was way before we met. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say you might want to clear that one up. Just coming.
Yeah, man.
People are just throwing random ass words.
Hey, man. we're having fun here, man. This is what we do. We have fun.
Thai ice tea. Like, what does that even mean? Thai ice tea.
Come on, man. Like, yo, uncultured swine, man.
Tea is tea.
I gotta take you. Y'all never been to Manhattan? New York City, so close.
I've never had a Thai food, therefore I've never been to Manhattan. One of the most walked-in areas in the world. That's like an hour from my house.
Hey, maybe we'll bring some Thai food sponsor to the tailgate. But I just want to shout out everybody who's coming to the tailgate on Sunday. Should be a great time. Shout out to everyone who came last week. Mm. Shout out, look at Gio standing up in the front. Yes,
we're looking had a good like time a, out there. Like a Manson cult with all those flowers too.
Yeah. The flowers will be back. I just got 60 of those bad boys. So if you come to the tailgate, we'll get your flower power. Shout out to Bud Light, who will be powering the tailgate. Shout out to Conchi for providing the tomato pies. Should be a good time per usual. Shout out to DJ Lowski. And most of all, shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, who will be making cheesesteaks per usual. So if you don't get there in time, you will lose out on a free cheesesteak, which
for
is
sure.
Limited numbers, man. You gotta show up at the right
this time. I'm getting one.
Yeah, we might have to keep track of like how many we could actually get out of the stack that you bring.
It's usually around 30 to 36 cheesesteaks as I end up.
So we're gonna say there's about maybe 34 available because I know I get my hands on one, maybe two. So, man, I'm just saying.
I try to save some of the people but not this week. I'm getting mine. But tailgates open at gates open at 6 o'clock. Game is starts at 1 o'clock. So get down there early if you want to enjoy the tailgate. Should be a good time, man. But overall, just if we're going last word, Prime, before we get out of here.
Looking forward to seeing everybody at the tailgate on Sunday. Looking forward to going on this 2-game winning streak just as well. Just come and enjoy yourselves with us. You know, we put it down. We're looking forward to putting another good one down this Sunday. And then black on black, blacking out this weekend. Looking forward to that. Other than that, you know, I mean, appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, make sure you guys go to YouTube, subscribe. We're trying to hit that 1,000 mark. At the end of the day, you'll see what the prize that we got for that accomplishment. So in order for you guys to find out, we got to make it happen. So continue to do it. And, you know, wish you guys nothing but the best. See you guys on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this guy right here. This is what we're going up against. I mean, the face pretty much speaks for itself. If he's not filing taxes and he's throwing a football, he's not that big a threat. Okay.
Bro, he's got more money than you.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that's not really setting the bar that high. But if we see some Taysom Hill today, this week, I will be over the moon. I can't wait for my voice to just go. Yeah,
Evan's got a crush on this dude.
Oh, man, dude. I can't wait to boom so hard. But the Eagles can't lose this week. That's pretty much the point of what I was trying to get at with those two pictures up on the screen. This is inexcusable. There is a Saints offense that is completely banged up between their offensive line, their running back, their quarterback, all of their top wide receiver, all of their key pieces are missing this week. So there is, for an Eagles defense that is playing as well as they have been these past few weeks, there's no excuse for them to take their foot off the gas pedal. And I expect some turnovers this weekend, and I expect a big Eagles win. So hope to see you guys all at the tailgate. And yes, go subscribe on YouTube. We are this close to being there.
Man, last word, man. Make sure you're checking on your peoples, man. I know a lot of people, you know, that's pandemic's not over for some people. You know, people are still out here in their fields. So make sure you check out on your peoples, man. Make sure they're good. You know, just appreciate everybody, all the support. We don't always hammer people to subscribe to anything we do. We just like show up. But you know, we appreciate the people who do subscribe and support. Come out to the tailgates, have a good time. Tell your, you know, it's word of mouth thing. Tell your peoples about what we're doing. Love to, you know, entertain people at their first time at the link. It's one of my favorite things to do. Is it's a person the first time at the link and they're at a 4th and John tailgate and they're having a good time. And that's really what it's about at the end of the day. Obviously, it's a big game in terms of getting that first dub at the link. I think that's going to happen. Trevor Siemian thinks mayo is spicy. I think he puts mayonnaise in his curry. Siemian, yeah. But overall, man, I just feel like it's going to be a good weekend, man.
Six more. If everybody watching right now goes and subscribes, we hit 1,000.
Hey, man. Yeah, I mean, it's unbecoming. Stop begging, man.
Right. Well, when we hit it, I'll stop begging.
But that's all for me, Ev and Prime. It's been a good, relaxing Friday for me. Like, I felt like I got something off my chest. I talked to my homies. And I'm going to see y'all on Sunday.
See y'all on Sunday.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.